Let me encourage you again to have a pencil and paper with you as we go through the program. We look at so many verses that it's probably important for you to write some of these verses down so that you can go back to them later and verify that what we're saying is truly from the Word of God. Now let's look at this good question. Who is the expression solitary in families in Psalm 68 speaking of? I appreciate this question. It gives us the opportunity to read this very nice and encouraging portion. Let's read Psalm 68, 1 through 6. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee from before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. In reading this entire psalm, it becomes obvious that this is a marching psalm, a song that the children of Israel sang as they moved forward with the Ark of the Covenant. Verse 1 in this chapter is almost identical to the words of Moses as the Ark was moved off Mount Sinai. We read in Numbers 10:35, "And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee." So, the first two verses of Psalm 86 would be sung as the ark was being lifted up to be carried. The next three verses bring forth words of praise to the Lord. Verse 3 addresses the righteous. They are to be glad. Indeed, we who have been made the righteousness of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ have every reason to be glad. We have every reason to rejoice. Indeed, we should rejoice exceedingly or greatly. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." Verse 4 calls for us to lift up our voices in songs of praise to the Lord. We are told to extol or exalt his holy name. In the King James Version, we have the Lord's name given to us as Yah. This word is a contraction of the word Jehovah and has the same meaning. In fact, this word is used many times in the Old Testament, is translated Lord in every occasion, except here in Psalm 68:4. Now, verses 5 and 6 bring out certain characteristics of the Lord that should cause us to be glad, to rejoice, and to sing praises. The Lord is a father to the fatherless or the orphans. He judges or defends the widows. The Lord instructs us in James 1:27, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." In his care for the orphans and widows, the Lord instructs us to be careful to take care of their needs. God setteth the solitary in families. This means that to those who are lonely and alone, the Lord will provide the comfortable settings of a home and family. Let's consider Psalms 113:9. "He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord." It's good to notice that the Hebrew word for Lord in this verse is Yah. Now, we also find that the Lord set the captive free. We read prophetically of the Lord Jesus in Isaiah 61:1, where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." However, those who rebel against the Lord, who refuse to bow the knee to him, they will find themselves destitute of the Lord's grace and provision. Even today, so many have turned a deaf ear to the Lord's gentle pleading and offer of salvation. How sad that so many will spend an eternity in flame and torment because of their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I encourage you to read this entire Psalm 68 There is much good ministry found in this wonderful chapter, and may the Lord encourage your heart as you read and meditate on this chapter.